It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast from May 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week in New York, music streaming company Spotify announced an expansion of its services. And it's a big enough move that it could change the way the company is viewed and the kind of customers it has. Marketplace Tech producer Meg Kramer was at the event, and she's here to talk about it. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Ben.
What's the news?
Spotify is launching a new version of its platform, and it brings together music, curated video clips, and podcasts. It's also introducing some new features that make it easier for people to pick playlists based on their mood or what they're doing.
Pump up the jams.
That's right.
Okay, so why is Spotify doing this?
Well, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek says that they want Spotify to help soundtrack your life.
Oh, God.
Which means that they want you to be listening to Spotify all the time.
Did you talk to somebody about why they might want to do this?
Yeah, I talked to Jeff Levick. He's the chief revenue officer at Spotify, and he told me that it's about keeping people in the app.
Because what we found is that people are traveling in and out of music to do other things, and what we're trying to do is to bring those other things onto Spotify to create a more seamless experience for our users.
And if you think about it, there aren't a lot of other tech companies right now that are competing for your attention while you're doing things like driving or working out or doing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And if Spotify can make it easier for people to listen while they're doing something else, they can build in daily listening habits that keep people coming back again and again and again.
And how are they going to do that?
They're going to do it by getting smarter about anticipating what people actually want to listen to without making them reach for their smartphone.
I'm going to guess that this is partly about them mining our data in some way.
Right, and learning exactly what our listening habits are. So last year, Spotify acquired a song and music analytics company called the Echo Nest. So that helps Spotify introduce people to new music that's organized by mood or what kind of activity they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They also created a new kind of audio track with a tempo that changes depending on how fast you run. And these kinds of features keep you listening in those moments when you can't look down and fiddle with your playlist.
This sounds like stuff that a lot of other apps are doing. I would imagine Beats wants to do this. I would imagine maybe some even non-music platforms want to do similar things.
Yeah, by adding things like podcasts and video, what Spotify is doing is bringing in more features into the app to give you fewer reasons to leave and use other apps, right? Like you're not going to open the YouTube app if you can watch Broad City right there in Spotify. And so we've seen other apps do this, apps like WhatsApp introducing phone calling features or Snapchat introducing person-to-person payments. These companies have huge user bases and they're trying to figure out exactly what to do with them by growing features within the service that those users are already signed up for.
Marketplace Tech producer Meg Kramer. Meg, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
We should also mention that our parent company, American Public Media, is among the companies that are part of the new distribution. There has been a recent spate of battery theft in San Francisco, but it's not off-the-shelf crime, it's out-of-the-Prius crime. People are going into Toyota's most popular hybrid vehicles, yanking batteries out and apparently selling them on the black market. Why? Well, batteries are expensive, and there has long been a vibrant trade of car parts and precious metals that come out of vehicles. David Sullivan is an auto industry analyst at Auto Pacific, and he's going to break down some of this for us. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Give me a sense of the overall spare parts marketplace when it comes to cars.
We've always seen a bit of a monopoly in some things because the automakers have very specific requirements for some of their aftermarket parts. Some of the things that can happen are you either get really bad knockoffs or you get a black market.
Give me a sense of why this particular story about Prius batteries is something that we're hearing about.
So the Prius battery is actually fairly expensive. You can only get one from Toyota. During the past few years, the average price of a new battery pack has been about $3,500. And the dealership, this is where you know that it's fairly easy to remove from your car. The dealerships charge about an hour and a half of labor to take the old one out and put the new one in.
I'm not in the market for a stolen battery, but where would I find it?
Traditionally, you know, not to put a spot on anybody, but I would say suspect car parts on eBay or Craigslist.
So a lot of this stuff happens on the web.
Yes, the being able to be anonymous has definitely helped a lot of this. And it's easier to find, you know, somebody types in a part number or somebody can type in 2006 Prius battery and voila, there's a part. Wow, it is a lot cheaper than what the dealer quoted me. It's got to be better than the one I have now. I'm gonna buy it.
There's a timing part of this too, right? Why is this happening so much now?
Well, about 10 years ago, Prius was the big craze. In California, you could get carpool lane access. Celebrities were driving the Prius. It
sure.
was definitely the car to be seen in. Well, now a lot of those cars might still be with their first owner, but they could be on their second or third owner. And over time, the battery pack, the part that makes it a hybrid, is just worn out.
Help me make a prediction. 10 years from now, Tesla batteries going to be hot on the black market?
You know, I don't think so. Yeah, you have to take it out of the bottom of the car, and it weighs a lot. It weighs as much as like a Mazda Miata. So let's not say that, you know, everything could be stolen if somebody really wanted it. So let's not say it would never happen.
Dave Sullivan is analyst at Auto Pacific. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, if you want to learn more about this story, you can head to facebook.com/marketplacetech. And D.C. area private insurance company Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield says over a million of its customers may have had their data compromised last June. Names, birth dates, and email addresses were vulnerable to hackers, though financial information was not. The company says it is providing free credit monitoring to affected users. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.